So, a big warm welcome to week two. This is time for you guys to ask me any kind of question. Now, I'm happy to kind of just recap from last week and make sure that you guys are being able to integrate this stuff. Because at the end of the day, I can give you as much information, but if you're unable to integrate it, it's not going to change your fertility for the better. So it's really important that you can start putting these things into practice. And then if you struggle at any stage, so say we get to the last week and you're still struggling with something in the first week, doesn't matter, nothing to be ashamed of. Just let me know, I've only just started integrating this and it's not working for me or whatever it may be. But this is your time. So it's really, really important that we get you these results. So how are we all getting on with optimizing our fertility routines? Are we all able to start integrating something? And who isn't? Who's struggling? We're all good.
I think for me, I'm just I'm good with the food, yep. Changing the food and water and sleeping, lots of sleeping, like that. Can you do
good,
that?
Good.
I think it's the other stuff now, the mindfulness, the Qigong or Qigong, exercises. I know you mentioned last week that obviously not really meant to be doing lots of exercises, meant to be kind of like keeping ourselves soft and like nice and juicy and all that stuff. I like exercise. I haven't done any for a long time. I walk and stuff like that. So I think it's just the exercise part, the mind and the body, that kind of stuff. For me, I'm like, where do I fit that? I know where to fit it in. it's just a list of, not a list, but it's just all the other things that I'm putting in. So like the coconut, mouthwash, rinsing, the MSM in the morning with the vitamin C, all of that stuff in the morning, having it in the shower and just fitting all those things in. It's like, it's another thing to fit in either in the beginning in the morning or at the end of the evening time.
Are you saying you have to fit them in at those times because that's the only time you have time to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So something really, really simple that you can do with integrating Qigong. Every time you go to the kitchen to make yourself a warm drink and you're waiting for that kettle to boil or whatever you're doing, stand there and do the washing machine, you know, with your arms down by your side and you swing and you pivot on the opposite foot and your arms are floppy and you know, you take your arms higher and higher, then you drop them back down. So you're nourishing the spinal column. When you do that, you're activating the central nervous system, turning off fight and flight, turning off things that are preventing your fertility from flourishing, puts you back into healing mode, fertility mode. You can do that any time of day. Do it in the morning, you'll feel energized. Do it before bed, it will help you to wind down. Mm. So that's something you can do, and you want to do 360 a day.
360 a day?
Yep, so that's wow. 1, 2. It takes 7.5 minutes. Put your favorite song on and just do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when you say it like that, 7 minutes, that's okay. 360 is like, oh my God, 7 minutes.
If you're
okay.
Slow, it will take forever, but you want to do it fast, you know. And the thing is, if you get a bit dizzy, take your awareness to your feet. Feel your feet connected to the floor as the ball of your foot pivots from side to side. Mm. Think of the color red or the color mulberry. Feel connected. Breathe deep. Have a window open when you do it. And just feel how nice it is, because it's helping to massage the reproductive system as well as your digestive system, and it stimulates the synovial fluid, which helps to stimulate the brain. So that's the reason why you want to be doing these kinds of exercises. Now, that is a cleansing, purifying detox movement. Remember how I was saying Qigong clears the pathways and then it helps to fill the energy. So fertility needs energy. So this is going to help to get circulation going, but then we want to start building the energy. So really simple ways, my meridian tapping, which does both as well. So if you look at the Awakening Fertility YouTube channel, there's the same routine for the washing machine, the same video, I should say, that shows you the washing machine and the tapping. All right, so that's what I'd recommend you do. Do the tapping. It helps to build the chi, the life force energy, into the body. Because at the end of the day, if you had enough energy, you wouldn't be communicating with me right now. But the fact of the matter is, you don't have enough energy for fertility, and that's why the body is turning aspects of the reproductive system off to fuel energy where you need it for survival. So we've got to build more energy.
Energy.
Yeah. So that's why when you go for a walk, make sure it's with daylight hours, drawing more vitamin D into you. Go for a walk and don't think of your problems or listen to a podcast per se. Commune with nature. Connect to the sky, the birds, the insects, the trees, and just shine your heart and feel nature's filling you up. And wherever your intention goes, energy flows. Wherever the energy flows, the blood flows, it helps to work magic. And another thing that I recommend is even go through a quick lay down on the grass outside.
Grounding.
Not when it's wet.
Grounding. Yeah.
Or lay down at the beach, you know, just feel that you are surrendering. And I did a surrender meditation on YouTube, which I highly recommend. Just release.
Oh, Mariana's nodding her head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so these are, you know, if you're feeling tired, don't ever force yourself to exercise. Just get out in nature. And even if you just sit under a tree or hug a tree or just be absorbed, even if you stand with bare foot. Now, again, if you've got leather-soled shoes, you could stand with leather-soled shoes if it begins to get cold. But you want to have something that brings the energy current into you. Now, what brings the energy current is synthetic fibers, cement, you know, that kind of stuff. So you can always go past it through the power of your mind. You've got a very powerful mind. So you'd have to visually, you know, in the power of your mind, focus on the energy traveling up through those fibers that aren't natural, so be it cement or synthetic shoes, and bring energy up. It won't just naturally flow to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, lovely.
You know, on weekends, if you can exercise more on weekends, that's fine too. Like, spend more time carving out. This is your time, and I really recommend my clients focus on you first. If you don't fill your cup up, you're not going to have energy for anyone else. And all I'm asking you to do is prioritize your energy. You've got the energy, you've activated, you've then got more energy to give to others, it balances your hormones, you feel great. So you must tell people, you know, I can't catch up with you for breakfast. I can't do early mornings. I've got my own stuff going on. You don't have to tell them what it is. You can say maybe meditations or mindfulness or whatever, whatever, whatever. Remember, you don't know anyone in explanation anyway.
True. Very true.
Stand up and say, this is what happens. So what are you going to say?
Sorry, I was just saying, I think I say too much to people. I feel like I tell people too much. I think, gosh, I don't even need to say that. You know, you give all your energy away, don't you, when you're explaining things. And
that's good. Just having that awareness and being okay. That it can be short and simple.
I was going to ask you about, Fiona, about, I seem to be getting a lot of like muscle fatigue, and I seem to have had that for quite some time. Like I've been doing a yoga course, and I'm building, like I'm doing regular yoga, Ashtanga sort of movements. I'm trying not to be too full on, because obviously I'm aware of the energy side of things, and not to use too much up. But at the same time, I'm not doing much. I'm just doing like the sun salutations, A and B in the morning, and I'm trying to do them because I feel stronger when I do them every morning, and I like to just get up and do them because it makes me feel good. But I just do struggle with I just feel my muscles just need something. They're like missing something. I'm wondering if I need like a protein like a protein shake or something, but like an organic, like a healthy one that might help.
If it's your gut feel, then yes. There is no such thing as a protein deficiency, however, fertility requires protein. So it wouldn't necessarily be a protein deficiency. It's more to do with amino acids and the way you're absorbing your nutrients, I would say. Now, another thing is you are doing yoga. Yoga is a yin-based exercise, and a yin-based exercise will leave you feeling heavy and flat. That's why when you balance it with, say, Qi yoga, which combines the Qigong with the yoga, which you can get on Vimeo, you're going to feel light. You're going to feel balanced because you've got that balance of yin-yang energy through the body, which means you won't have that muscle fatigue. Another thing that will get rid of muscle fatigue is a magnesium supplement. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of different magnesiums on the market. And so 100%, you either go for, you know, in the Powerful Pure range, we've got cacao, ceremonial cacao. Cacao is a great source of magnesium. And the thing is, because it's in its natural form, you'll absorb all of it. If you want to go for a magnesium supplement, you may not absorb it all. And you'd need to go and body test those supplements before you purchase it. You know, you don't know if you need magnesium citrate or malate or whatever it may be, unless you have a test and see what's going on the cellular level, or you body test. So the easiest thing to do is go for cacao. However, if you, just to throw a bit of a curveball at you, if the reason why you're feeling that kind of feeling is because of a buildup of lactic acid, which may not be from extensive exercise, we can easily build up lactic acid, then you wouldn't do well on cacao. You wouldn't even do well on spinach. You wouldn't do well on chia, and you wouldn't do well on quinoa. No, and then really fertility.
Interesting.
Food, you know? So it's worth you looking at either delving deeper or really just meditating and getting the message from within.
I do actually feel, since you said the lactic acid, I do feel it's something to do with that.
So work on your lymphatic drainage, body brushing, work on massage, work on walks. That's going to help stimulate the lymph. Now, the thing with the lactic acid buildup, because exercise, you know, when you're toning your muscles, it will naturally produce lactic acid. You want to go for a slow, leisurely, calming walk first thing in the morning. Drawing all that energy from the earth is richer in the morning. If you can go at sunrise, that's the best time to be doing any energy harnessing techniques at sunrise, because you'd get double the benefits than you would at a different time of the day. So a slow walk, a meditative walk, not listening to the thoughts in your head, but being grounded, just loving nature, having that gratitude and kind of waving at the plants that you pass. It sounds so hippie, but it's, you know, because we are multidimensional, this is actually reality. Mm-hmm. And if you were on DMT, for example, you would see how the energy is flowing to you. So that's what I would recommend. Integrate a bit of qigong, do more body brushing, and cut out, I know it seems like you need it, but cut out the chia, the quinoa, the spinach, and the cacao for now. But also, you may want to go and body test some magnesium.
Okay.
Now, green leafy vegetables have magnesium and they have calcium. You need magnesium to absorb the calcium. So as a whole vegetable, that's fine. So actually, it's also anything to the spinach family that you'd not have. So you could have watercress, which is rich in vitamin C. You need lots of vitamin C. That's a good thing to have.
Well, in our case, we are doing the cleanings with the tone and also with the hot water with lemon during the morning time.
Good.
I found some video, some Spanish video with qigong. So my husband and I, we are doing both of us in the morning time. I don't know if it's the right one, but we are doing some movements and then the chakras and then the tapping. No?
Ooh. Yeah. Okay, with regards to the movements, I just want to make sure there's a parameter when you're doing qigong. So if you're not doing the qigong that I'm teaching, make sure that they're bringing the energy in through the left side, first of all, because energy enters through the left, which is the feminine side of the body. You then bring the energy across to the right side of the body. And everything enters in an anti-clockwise spin in the left, and then we transmute the energy to a clockwise spin to the right, which is what's happening with your cells as well, because the energy is moving the cells. And what happens is when our cells are spiraling to the left, it actually means they're diseased or they're dying. When we activate our cells to spiral to the right, they're regenerating. Our body's hardwired to regenerate and to thrive, but if we aren't getting enough energy flow, things will die off and have an anti-clockwise spin. So one of the easy techniques to do to activate healing is the cell spiraling technique, which I teach everyone on my online fertile lifestyle course. I think we brought it up last week, to activate the cells to spiral in the clockwise direction. So the exercises that you do, even ladies that do yoga, you're lying on your back, and I know you do too, Mariana, you're lying on your back and you're making circles with the knees to the chest or anything like that, make sure you always do anti-clockwise first and then you finish with the clockwise. Because that's the energy. So as long as they're doing stuff like that, then I would feel safe. If, you know, if you are enjoying it, it may not be fertility focused, but it's definitely going to be energy focused. And that's what you need for fertility anyway.
Okay, great. Then we are doing the meditation at night time. Your meditation is beautiful, so that's very relaxing for us. We are not doing every day because sometimes we turn on the TV. And then we are having some troubles to try to sleep early. That's why I think we are not having sex. So, and then I'm quite tired during the afternoon time, but I'm going for a nap. I think that I'm doing this all my life, so it's part of me, the nap, at least between 15 and 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I have more energy, but also we are not, as a couple, we are not having so much energy. I don't know why, but I think that we need to work on that.
Good, good. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so to help you to sleep at nighttime, get yourselves some red-lensed glasses. Okay, they don't have to be fancy. You can get them cheap online. Just red lens. If you can't get red, then get orange is second best. But the red literally stimulates melatonin production. And you wear it 2 or 3 hours before you want to go to bed. And I do it. Good luck looking at a computer screen with them. You are really struggling. But that's also the point. Like if I'm having to work back late, I'll have them on. And it's just helping me to wind down because we are light sensitive beings. We are light essentially. So because we've got synthetic light around us from, especially from the blue screens from TVs and computers and phones, that sends a signal to our brain that says it's the middle of the day. And so our brain's like, okay, I'm wired again. And we're then going, okay, now turning everything off, go to sleep. The brain's like, what? I need a bit of time to do that. So wearing the red lens glasses is key. Another thing you can do is a little powerful boost, which isn't good for pregnancy, but you can do it for fertility, especially if you're looking at doing, you know, assisted fertility. If you know your fertile windows and stuff, you could start using it. And that is melatonin. So I personally take it. I've taken it in capsules, tablets, pump sprays, and it helps me to get to sleep. But if your problem is to stay asleep, then looking at a supplement called ribose, R-I-B-O-S-E. Now ribose, again, I'll send you guys a link to the supplements that I've taken that are clean, that you got, where you guys can get them from, and different brands that supply them. And when you take it, literally, within 40 minutes, your eyelids start dropping. That's for the melatonin, but the ribose, if you take that, will help you to stay asleep. So if you want the combination of the two, you can. Ribose is a sugar. It's not a bad sugar for fertility. It's an essential sugar, which if you're out of balance, you're just not producing what you need to produce. So having the supplementation just to bring you back into balance, and if you're using food grade, high quality supplements, your body will just adapt and then it doesn't need it anymore. Well, it depends on what the whole situation is and your gut health and everything else, but it doesn't have to be a forever thing. So also if you're struggling to get to sleep, it's often a sign that you haven't done enough exercise because you're physically not tired. You may be mentally wired still, but the body hasn't worked enough. So looking at that, but again, it depends on your hormones and if you've got a bit of fatigue going on, then more exercise is not ideal. So I've got to tailor it more to your specifics, but I know you do, you're doing yoga teacher training course. So you're obviously doing a lot of exercise.
Yes, every day, a lot.
How much exercise are you doing?
Sometimes during morning time, 2 hours, and then at night time, 2 hours more.
Are you doing any invigorating breathing practices at night time, like Kapalbhati or anything like that?
No.
Good. Okay.
I found that when I exercised in the evening time, I couldn't sleep. The adrenaline was just rushing around my body and I'm like, sleep, sleep. And it was like, nope, not sleeping. It took me a couple of hours for my body to actually come down from the adrenaline high. So it might be the time that you're actually doing your training. You might need to pull that back a little bit, maybe.
I agree. And there's a really also powerful Qigong technique where you can do it sitting up and you just support yourself. So with your arms and you have your legs extended and say my hands and my feet. And you bring your feet together and you tap your big toes together as fast as you can. And you want to feel your thigh muscle. Imagine that's my leg. Your thighs wobbling, okay? So you want to look down and see that the flesh is wobbling, wobbling, wobbling. You're not holding any tension. And you want to tap as fast as you can for a minimum 250 taps. What that's doing is bringing the energy from your thinking mind, from other aspects of the body, down to the feet. And you tap, 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 and literally after like 50 or 100 taps, you lose coordination. But you've got to keep going as fast as you can. And you have a laugh at yourself. Do not do it watching TV because you won't be focused. Wherever your mind's focused is the energy is going there. So you want to bring the energy down to the feet. You can feel it in your toes. It's not comfortable, but it's not painful. You just tap, 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 tap. You can do it with socks on if you like. And then afterwards, you can do this in bed, which is the best place. But afterwards, separate your legs and just be still. And you'll feel the tingling at the feet. You'll feel all the rush of energy at your feet. And you'll literally feel like, oh, I could collapse. I feel my legs are heavy. I'm so ready just to melt into the relaxed state that I want to be in. So toe tapping, very powerful. 250 minimum. When I was doing my Qigong training, I had to do 1,000 a day. So don't complain if you're struggling with 250 because you won't get any sympathy from me. But that's what you want to be doing. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going until you've done your 250 and then separate the legs, feel the rush, feel the release, and that can help.
Yeah, I think that I need that type of things where my vata is more relaxed than my mind. So yes, it's a good advice. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Also, not a salt water bath that's too warm. I'm not a fan of warm baths. It does affect fertility. I know in Japan, they all have their hot baths. Japan has one of the highest fertility issues in the world, or infertility rates. I don't like using that word, infertility, but it's not ideal. You don't want to cook your eggs. So even just a salt foot spa, you know, that's going to help. Ionic foot spas, something worth looking into as well. So check that out.
For the bath, Fiona, as well, you say put salts in the bath.
Yes.
Okay.
Two best salts, magnesium salt, and also Dead Sea salt, because that's also got a lot of magnesium. Now, you want to get therapeutic grade or food grade. So they're the highest grade. So there's medicinal grade, actually, I should say. There's medicinal grade, and then the next level is therapeutic / food grade. So don't have anything less than those two for anything you're putting on your body, because it goes straight into the bloodstream. And if it's not of those levels, then you're in toxicity range. It might be an amazing product that you're using, which has got healing benefits. It could be organic. It could be all these things, but it's not a pure enough grade for you to actually be putting topically on your skin.
I don't have many baths. Is that a big deal? I don't really enjoy them.
You can enjoy it.
Well, I do sometimes, but not just reach me, just calm me down. I'll have them sometimes, but I don't really.
That's fine. I mean, baths aren't ideal for fertility because it's too hot. That being said, I helped a client of mine who insisted on drinking a bottle of wine a night to herself, and she'd have a hot bath, and she's had her daughter. So, you know, I'll be interviewing her later, but it doesn't mean. Basically, all these things I'm telling you are going to either help fertility or it's not going to help. It's going to hinder fertility. And you just pick and choose what works for you. Never do anything that doesn't feel good. So if you don't enjoy baths, don't start having baths. But if you love them, then I've given you a bit of a green light to just not have them so hot and maybe not so frequently. And always have it with salt water, especially nowadays with all of the stuff that's going on. The power lies in that salt. So if you can get to the ocean as often as you can, that's also really, really important.
So can you have warm baths then? Because I love baths, now you mentioned it. Is it supposed to be a little bit cold baths?
Warm, I mean, cold baths would be even better, because what cold baths do is they actually kill off what needs to be released. So when the body's detoxifying, it helps the body to detoxify faster. So it helps you to release what needs to be released on a cellular level. So anything that was dying anyway that needs to die off to then be regenerated and replaced will speed that up for you. So having a cold bath is very good. Hot baths are not good. Anything that's going to cook you or cook your partner's sperm is not ideal.
Okay.
Also, synthetic heat. You don't want to be doing hot yoga. You don't have a sauna. It's too much for the body. If you are living in a really hot climate and it's a hot day, that's a different thing. It's not a synthetic heat.
So, Fiona, what about the infrared saunas? That's okay to do after ovulation?
I would prefer you to do it up. Did you not get my email?
I did, but then I had a question about, so I know after you ovulate, you said up until then, no, but what about if you know you're fertile and you're having intercourse at those times?
Yes, I left that question out because I think this is a really good question. So infrared saunas are really the only therapeutic saunas you should be going for. And the infrared regenerates the body, heals the body. It's a light source. It's very healing. Now, when you are ovulating and potentially might be pregnant, it's not ideal. And the manufacturers even say that. So what happens, and I think this is a brilliant question, what happens when you've been making love and you've got sperm inside you, should you or should you not go into the sauna? Now, it is safe to go into the infrared sauna because what happens with the difference is the sperm's inside you, you've got a thick layer. You've got your skin, and under your skin, you've got your digestive system. Under your digestive system, you've got your reproductive system. And then after that, you've got your, you know, spine and layer of skin again. So the part of your reproductive system that's close to the surface is behind you, where you've got your adrenal glands, which is on top of your kidneys. So they're quite close to the surface, but on the other side. So, you know, in the sauna, you want to make sure that if you're getting your front side, that's getting the infrared, as opposed to the backside. And even then, it's very different to the thin layer of skin that's around the testicle, which wouldn't be ideal to be doing. Let me just explain. If you need to regenerate sperm and you're focusing on that, then the infrared sauna can help. But then when it's regenerated, you don't want to continue because it put it out of balance. Same applies with other things in nature. So when you're out of balance, like hormonally, and you take maca, for example, when you're balanced, you don't want to be on maca again. It's going to put you out of balance. Again, like with superfoods, like vitamin C-rich superfoods. So superfoods obviously are going to get faster results. You want to be having your superfoods of vitamin C right up until you're pregnant. But once you're pregnant, you cannot afford to have those superfoods of vitamin C because the vitamin C helps to prepare the lining. But once your lining's prepared and you're pregnant, it's going to keep thickening it. And then it's not going to be elasticized anymore. So you'd stop the vitamin C. So what I'd recommend is if you know that you need to be regenerating and rebuilding sperm, then go for it with the infrared. But after a while, I'd stop when you start really accelerating your healing and trying stage, if that makes sense, when you're trying actively to become pregnant, then I would stop the infrared. So it'd be worth, for example, not expecting to get results in the next couple of months, but using these couple of months just to really regenerate sperm health, egg health, etc. If you're wanting to use the infrared sauna, because it will really help. Light therapy works, 100% it works. There's different types of light therapy as well, and it all works. Light is incredibly powerful. But then again, like I said, as soon as it's balanced, you don't want to then tip it over. So it'll be intuitive, and also, like, you know, your man will tell you whether he feels like it or not, but for your sake, when you've got the sperm inside you, feel safe that it's okay. It's not going to be like as detrimental as if it was your partner's sperm, because you've got a thicker layer of organs and whatnot protecting.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I drink a lot of celery juice.
Good for digestion.
And apparently it's got a lot of, and you mentioned a lot of about vitamin C. Should I stop that after a while?
No, celery is very, very good for digestion. It's a good form of salt. It helps with your bones. And this is really important, because when you're pregnant, your baby's going to take the nutrients that it needs. And if you don't have enough nutrients, it's going to take it from your bone marrow.
Okay.
It's important that you keep sustaining your bones. Yes, celery juice, if you like it, go to stay with it. You know, first thing in the morning, have that on an empty stomach. and then wait a little while before you have your other stuff like the MSM and stuff. Or if you guys want to stick to your detoxing lemon in the morning, then wait 2 hours so you've got an empty stomach of no food and you can have water but nothing else. Then you could do the celery juice. So, yeah, play with a lifestyle routine that works for you, but keep up with the celery juice. I would never do carrot. You could do like one carrot and a mix, but then you are actually changing the benefits that just plain celery juice would give you.
I wanted to thank you because you mentioned about Himalayan salts and good, and I bath in that all the time. So I bought some Celtic salts today.
Celtic sea salt, good.
I can't remember. Yeah, I got that today. But I'm happy to know that I can get Dead Sea salts and put in my bath. And what about Epsom salts? Are they okay?
Yes, very good. Because the Epsom and the Dead Sea salt have a lot of magnesium. Now, anyone who's stressed will have a magnesium deficiency. If you have a magnesium deficiency, it'll trigger a calcium deficiency. And that's why we see so many issues of osteoporosis and osteoarthritis and all those diseases.
I was also going to say, you mentioned that Qigong is very much like it's cleansing and purifying. And when are you talking about EFT? Is that...
Okay, EFT is a type of build tapping, but it's different to the Qigong tapping. So EFT is the emotional freedom technique where you're tapping different acupressure points around the face and the hand and chest. And it's to rewire the brain. The body tapping that I talk about, check out the body tapping on the Awakening Fertility YouTube channel, and you're literally tapping the flow of the meridians through the body. So you're clearing the stagnant energy.
So what builds up the chi? Which one builds up the chi?
The way you breathe. So breathing techniques build up the chi. The food that is alive.
That builds up the chi, okay.
Yep. Okay. Live food has chi, has life force energy. The sun gives you life force energy. The moon gives you life force energy. Anything that is alive will be able to give you that sustenance.
Fiona, can I just ask one question while we're on the topic of sauna and baths? What about castor oil packs? Any do's or don'ts at specific times of the month?
Okay, so I usually go for very, strict. I take the most extreme worst case scenario and really mollycoddle my clients around that. So for example, a lot of people say not to do any castor oil packs after ovulation. I've never had a problem with my clients doing it after ovulation, but many people say that you shouldn't. So usually I'm very conservative, but in this case, I genuinely don't feel there's an issue. What you wouldn't do, you wouldn't do a castor oil pack when you're menstruating, and you wouldn't do it during the full moon, because already you've got the excess blood flow, and you wouldn't do it after embryo transfer if you are doing, IVF. So that's my parameters. However, if you don't feel safe doing it after you've ovulated, then don't do it. Really don't do it. Really, you want to have, 3 or 4 days on, 3 or 4 days off, depending on your social calendar or what's easy, using the heat pack. But another option that's makes you do it every day, except for when you're menstruating and the full moon, is literally grabbing the oil and just rubbing it cold onto the abdomen, putting it in the navel as well, and that will also absorb into the reproductive system.
Okay, thank you.
That's literally something I do every night before I go to bed. So it's a bit sticky, but it literally takes 1 second to just scoop, rub, done. And the rest of it, I put on the heels of my feet, elbows, face, hair, whatever you want.
That's lovely. Can I go back to that magnesium and calcium deficiency you said about, Fiona? Did you say that I won't be able to get what I need through the chia, spinach and quinoa if I have that deficiency? Is that what you were saying?
Well, if you have an absorption issue, if you're not absorbing your nutrients properly, then you won't absorb any nutrients properly. If you have a lactic acid issue, then by you having chia, quinoa, the spinach family, etc., you're going to be creating more lactic acid.
Right.
You don't need. So you'll feel heavy, because you're still including them in your diet.
Did you say lactic acid deficiency?
No, you have too much lactic acid.
Oh, too much, right. Okay, how do I find out if I have that then? Just, can I have a test or is that just something?
Yes. So what you could do,
I don't really want to test, but yeah, I don't know if it's worth looking into, whether I should just roll with it and just see if it changes maybe.
Well, the test that I did for my lactic acid, pros and cons with it. I went on to ancestry.com or ancestry.co.uk, depending on what country. And they often run specials. So I did it when they ran a special. And even though it tells you where you are, where your lineage is from, it actually provides extra information that you can convert onto a platform called LiveWello. LiveWello. And you get a qualified practitioner that specializes in this, and I can always refer someone to you. But you can find someone locally to you, and they input your data, and then they'll say, oh, you've got too much lactic acid, or whatever your lactic acid reading is. And there's a lot of readings. They'll show you, oh, you can't have, like for me, you can't have onions, you can't have garlic, you can't do this, do that, da, da, da. So it's a lot more than just the ancestry.com test. You can also, there's a more expensive one called 123andMe or something like that. But again, you are going on a government central database. Do you want that? Do you not want that? So there's pros and cons.
No, I don't want that.
If you don't want that, then I wouldn't recommend doing that.
Maybe just ways of just helping it, really. I guess it was just what you said. Go for, if I don't have a test, just maybe just go for some calming walks, things like that, more than...
Cut those foods out. Cut out, the meat as well. I know that you feel that you're lacking protein, but try just for a week.
Yes,
lighter. And then if you're not noticing any difference at all, integrate it back in again. If you're still feeling exactly the same, then it may not be lactic acid, or you may need to be off those lactic acid forming foods longer. You want to have lots of water, and you want to be working your lymph. So getting massages, doing body brushing is going to be key to clearing excess lactic acid, if that's the case. But also doing Qigong will lighten the body. You won't feel so heavy. But again, you are highly intuitive. So if you feel I'm lacking protein, I'm craving a new plant-based protein, then go for that. Make sure it's food grade, organic.
Hemp.
Stevia hemp is so good, yep.
Organic hemp, yes, yeah. Okay.
There is a lot of omega-6. There is omega-3 as well, which is what you want from hemp. There is also a lot of omega-6 from hemp. Too much omega-6 is not ideal for fertility. So you want to weigh that up. So if you're having, for example, another oil supplement, like some people like to mix, I don't really like to mention brands, but there's like an Udo's oil that you could be having. If you're having the combination of that, you might be getting too much omega-6. So body test it, grab the two products together. Does your body want it when they're together, or do you prefer it when it's apart, or do you want to cycle? Remember, we spoke about cycling. Maybe some days you're going to have this one and the other days you have that one. It just depends. What feels right for you, your body will be telling you. So
could you tell me how often you think we should be doing acupuncture? Because I had to go at that point last week.
I did a video on it, which has been released on YouTube. It was released yesterday. So have a look on there. I specifically answered a question on, well, that was more to, yeah. So I spoke about acupuncture. But how often is really up to you and the acupuncturist who's managing you. You might only need a monthly tweak, a fortnightly tweak, or you might need to be seeing them several times a week. They should be giving you information. If you have an acupuncturist that one is not a fertility acupuncturist, then I'd recommend you switch to a fertility acupuncturist.
Okay.
One with a proven track record of helping people get pregnant or men to be fertile is essential. And one that will communicate with you. And ideally, I recommend you want to know what's going on. Do I have too much stagnant energy in my womb? Am I too cold in my womb? These are really common fertility issues, which is really easy to detect with acupuncture. Mm-hmm. Is there too much yang energy, too much fire, too much heat in my ovaries? Mm-hmm. I'm going to balance that out. So Again, tell them what your goals are. You should see a massive improvement in your cycle, your menstrual cycle, your PMS symptoms. And if you're not, then you either change acupuncturist or you look at incorporating other things. So that acupuncture with the specific supplements, like there's a lot in the Powerfully Pure range that help with these specific issues. So you just balance it out. There's certain exercises you can do, foods, eating with yin-yang diets. Again, this is part of my recipe book that I've got in the online fertile lifestyle course. So it just depends on what do you want to do that's going to make it feel better. Yeah. If you don't like acupuncture, then I wouldn't recommend doing it. If you love it, you prefer that to cooking stuff and making stuff and whatever, then that's fine, because it's all energy-based. All it's doing is clearing the stagnant energy and building energy for you. So you don't even need to do the food or the supplements or whatever it may be if you've got the energy flow.
Okay.
But you've got to be getting enough of it. So you want to ask as well between sessions. So you left the other session, the previous session, with all these things balanced. And then it might be worth checking, like going back maybe 3 times a week just to see, has my stuff altered massively? Like sometimes every 24 hours, the body just reverts. Of which, if that's the case, if you're reverting, so say you're seeing acupuncturist or a body therapist of some sort, it could be for chiropractic or an osteopath or physio. And if you're reverting back within 24 hours, that's the mind. The mind is putting you in a defense mode. And even though you're not being attacked, something happened that was quite traumatic, put you in defense mode. And even though you're trying to unwind and get back to what is normality, your new normality is this high tense, I've got to protect myself and be on guard in case I'm attacked again, which is destroying fertility. So if that's the case, you need meditation specifically to detach from that. And the self-spiraling meditation that I teach on my online course is definitely the one that helps with that. Perfect. So getting some feedback from the therapist that you're working with is the place to start.
Fiona, can I ask a question? Have you had any experience in cranial sacral therapy and your view is on that?
Yes, I have had it done to me. I don't do it to clients, but I receive it. And I highly, highly, highly recommend people do it, especially if they have a cesarean baby. Because the cranial sacral therapist works on many levels. It's very relaxing. You're literally just lying there, as you know, and they're holding your head and they're helping to bring the energy currents evenly throughout the brain and helping to activate healing on many levels. And what happens is when your child is born, if you had a horrific birth, your baby will actually hold the majority of the stress so that you can recover faster. So if you've had a traumatic birth or a cesarean birth, get yourself a cranial sacral therapist ASAP, because they will help on many levels, not just to release the stress, which will actually stunt your baby's development, help you as well. So when you're not holding the stress, the baby won't hold the stress, because you and your baby will have the same energy field for 2 years and your baby will be working to protect you, even though you're also energetically and you're also working to protect them, obviously energetically and physically and emotionally, but they can be having more awareness of the energetic side because they can see more because they're so close.
When they're babies until 2 years old.
Yeah, you have the same energy.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important. You literally strap that baby to you for 2 years because.
So true, yeah.
Like
a sponge. They're like little sponges when we're babies, aren't we? We just.
Exactly. And when your mum's not there, you feel abandoned. You feel like you're dying. Like you know, you've had the same heartbeat. The baby only knows your heartbeat. So it's so important that your baby's with you. And going back to cranial sacral therapy, when you have a vaginal birth, just because it's interrelated, I need to give you this information, it squeezes the baby so as that it tells the baby you're no longer in an aquatic environment, you're now having to use your lungs. So it squeezes the lungs, it's nice and tight to activate everything. It then activates the central nervous system and the immune system to say, right, this is now what's happening, which is why a cesarean baby will often spin, going like a crocodile spin, in their beds because they're trying to unconsciously go through the vaginal canal to activate what they need to activate for health. So if you had a cranial sacral therapist there, it would help to activate for the baby and say, you have passed the vaginal canal. You can now activate your immune system, central nervous system, and use your lungs effectively and minimize that stress. So they're very, very, very powerful. Do you like to use one, or are you just thinking of using one, Ellie?
I've had it done before, but I actually had it for a head injury. So I just wondered in terms of like fertility, whether or not it would have a similar type of effect, or because I mean, I found it very effective for my head injury. And I really enjoyed it as well. And I found I was absolutely exhausted afterwards, but about 24, 48 hours later, I had so much energy.
I think it works with you. Again, we need energy for fertility. So you found a modality and or a person that works for you. Ideally, you'd want to find someone that's had experience with fertility. But it's up to you. If you've already got a good rapport with this craniosacral therapist, so I would continue to use them as long as it's not stressful getting to them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everything's got to be congruent with ease and grace for you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Good question. Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, Fiona. It's Leanne here.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I did pop into the session this morning, your morning session, but I was only in there for 5 minutes. And then I popped in, you guys were talking about communicating with the baby spirit, which everything around me lately has been speaking to me that I should be, like, that's a really important part for me to be communicating with my baby spirit. So I just wanted to talk a bit more about that because I didn't get the whole conversation that was happening. Unfortunately.
That's all right. So we are multidimensional beings. We all have telepathic abilities, and especially as a mum, you'll experience this. All you need to do to get the same limbic resonance, which is an aspect of the brain, is to hold your baby within 30 centimeters from your forehead, mm-hmm. or close. You know, you can do this with dogs, pets, people. If you're having arguments with your partner, hold his hands or their hands, and you bring your foreheads close, you'll connect to the same limbic resonance. It's really powerful, and you can commune without words. So you've already got this ability. You've secondly already got this baby spirit hovering, or you wouldn't be called to have this baby.
Yeah.
Okay. So even if you don't have a covenant, which is something we also brought up this morning, you're being called by this spirit baby that needs to come through, and you create that covenant to allow it to come through. But going back to your communing, this is very natural. And when you first start doing it, as with anything that's supernatural, your ego, which is ultimately going to be dissolved, the more you access these higher skills, your ego is going to have less energy and will actually begin to diminish, because your ego is only really required for this third dimensional body. And so what happens is your ego, which loves to create drama, will be saying, oh, well, you've made this up in your head, and creating all these seeds of doubt. You've got to ignore those thoughts, ground your energy. As with every meditation, you ground your energy. You are a being of the earth. You are here now on this earth plane. You need to anchor into the earth. Mm-hmm. Secondly, Mother Earth calls everybody who's upon her to dwell upon her. So you want to work with her energy and help her to sustain your connections to spirit and to bring everything through. So feel through a visualization or whatever that you're grounded, you're anchored, you're in her womb, or however you want to feel it or see it or visualize it, it doesn't matter. You ground, you then protect. Very important that you protect your energy. You can see a bubble of protection around you, not out of fear, but out of energy hygiene. And you can command. The only beings of light and love that I choose to commune with can penetrate.
Yeah.
So then you then command that it's just your baby spirit for this lifetime, or excuse me, could be any of your babies, coming through with this communion now.
Okay.
Talking about this subject is so, I feel so strongly about this, and I felt such strong like you're saying, such a strong feeling.
Yeah.
So long, and I think that's why I find it so hard sometimes, because it's just like they're, I just feel them, I feel the souls around me, I feel them there and they want to come down and I don't know what to do to get them down. I can get I get really emotional about it sometimes because I feel like something's blocking, something in me is blocking them from coming. Mm-hmm. And whether I have a feeling it might be something physical.
Okay.
But so it's so difficult.
So the physical block that you have, because we are multidimensional, this is our third layer, we have a fourth layer, which is our personal space, we have a mental layer, an emotional layer, etc. Now everything penetrates inward. So if you've got physical block, it's got to come from your mental and emotional layers as well that's penetrating that. So if you want to heal it, you've got to go back to the mental and emotional layers to heal the physiological issue.
Mm.
So that's why, you know, healing, distant healing, all that kind of stuff works. Mm. So it will filter down to physical. If you work on the physical outward, it's a slower process. Energy moves really fast. So you really want to tap into the emotional blocks, the mental blocks, which is the same thing that Leanne, the same strategies that you can apply to. You know, let's say you're trying to connect with your body to get an answer. So you commune with your higher self. In the light of highest truth, you command your higher self to commune with you. You ground, you protect, and you must say in the light of highest truth. And then it will come through. You can even use the color ice light blue. That's the color of truth. To work with color therapies if that works for you. And then once you've created your energy hygiene parameters, I also like to use Archangel Michael to help ground and protect me. And then I will go into communing with whoever I want to commune with. So Leanne, you'd say, call in my baby spirits for this lifetime to let me know what I need to do to have you now. Because the only time where they understand is now. There is no linear time for them. Mm-hmm. You'd never say, when are you coming? They can't answer that question.
Yep.
You can ask, what can I do to bring you down now, to have you now? And then you'll get the responses.
Yep.
And sometimes they're random and sometimes they're really obvious. The random ones are easy to deal with because you're like, okay, yeah, if you want me to eat more pumpkin, I'll go and get some more pumpkin. But if it's really generic and it's like, just need to relax and we're coming, it's like, what? Yeah. Is that all? Or, you know, it can be frustrating because it's like, well, of course I'm trying to relax, but actually that is the message. You're obviously not relaxing properly, fully. You're not maybe relaxing the subconscious mind, only the physical body and the conscious mind. So listen to the message because that is the truth. And you can always check and say, so, you know, communing back to spirit, because they've tried to communicate with you directly, your higher self, your angels, guides, guardians, your ancestors, everything and everyone are trying to commune. And you can call them all in to make it easy and just say, make it really obvious to me. Mm-hmm. Give me the clarity. Communicate with me with more clarity. If not in this meditation sitting, in the next week, show me signs. Show me, invite people to talk to me. And sometimes random strangers will tell you stuff, which is, you just know, is a message from spirit. So be open to all of this stuff and you will get the messages. And it might just be a subtle little voice that you get when you're doing the dishes or something, and you just get a random voice or thought that, oh, that's the issue. Now, this is why you need to actually stoke your solar plexus. Your solar plexus is the energy center of self-confidence. If you don't have self-confidence, that little tiny voice that comes through to give you the information you're seeking, your intuitive guidance system, you'll hear it, but you won't action it because it's such a small little voice. If you're a really confident being and you just snap into that, just, you are worth having an easy life and enjoying your fertility and having a healthy baby. And you can have that baby whenever you want. And if you choose to have it now, you can get pregnant now. That's your belief. Step into your power. Activate that and own it and it will happen. So it's about igniting the fire. And that means like doing, for example, those that do yoga, doing the warrior pose sequences. That's igniting the fire. Breathing techniques that ignite the fire. Getting out in the sunshine, that's going to ignite the fire. You know, you want to be boosting your your fire. Now, what dampens the fire is the energy of the heart, which holds in the lungs, which hold excess grief. We want to dispel that. So again, it's all mental stuff. I am worthy of this. I proclaim this. This is what's happening in my life. And I love it. And I've got the energy and whatever it may be. And then you work with the colors gold and yellow for confidence. And you work on releasing guilt, sadness, grief.
I used to be a very confident person, but this journey has knocked it right. Well, it hasn't now. It hasn't, but it does knock your confidence a lot. But yeah, it's just getting back on track again, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. Because what's happened is you're there saying, baby, I'm ready. I'm doing all these things and I'm so ready for you. And things are knocking your confidence, which means you've allowed an external circumstance to take your confidence. You've given your confidence to something else. You haven't let go of mentally the pain and suffering that you endured and you keep reliving it, whatever it may be. So it's about you severing the past. What happened earlier today, up until this conversation, it's over. Right now, own, I am healthy, I am vibrant, and every time I breathe deep, I'm more fertile. Every time I eat this healthy food, I'm more fertile. Just start reprogramming yourself, anchor a new belief, and get confident. You not being confident is not your natural state. Your natural state is unconditional love for yourself and for others, and it's God. That's your
thrive. This isn't it. It's to thrive.
Thrive, exactly. Not survive, thrive. We are hardwired to thrive and to be expansive. We are in an expansive universe. We are in a law of abundant universe. We are here to be abundant. And if you are entering lack mode, then you're not going to be drawing the baby that's right for you, because your baby's not vibrating like that. It doesn't see lack. Okay, so you can't afford those lack thoughts, and they creep in, and they will creep in because you've been pre-programmed for that. And just know, it's not my thought. I'm not going there. I am having my baby. I am pregnant this year. I'm giving birth to my healthy baby next year. You own it and you live your life like that is the truth, and it will be the truth. So no more lack of confidence, and just be, the past is the past. I wasn't so conscious. Now I'm fully conscious and fully aware of everything. And now I'm choosing these results. And now, because I'm wiser, baby can come through and be 50% of this, not 50% of that, which was suffering, lack. And lack is linked to victimhood. And you're not a victim. And you don't want your baby to have those attitudes either. So, these rainbow warrior children that are coming through, they don't resonate like that. They don't resonate with the false narratives that we've had here in this third dimension, because they're not even going to be hanging around in the third dimension. We're all moving up to the fifth dimension, and these babies are here to do that.
Yeah. And if you're feeling lack, they're not going to come, are they? Because they need you to be up, in high vibration. Yeah. Because exactly. That's where they are. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Lack, man-made emotion. It's not natural. So just realize, okay, I'm feeling that. It's not my thoughts to take on. It's a program that I'm now releasing from. You're autonomous. You just have to proclaim it. You just have to state that as your intention. You don't need rituals. You just state it, believe it, and it is. Because energy is not now. Yeah.
Sorry. I can resonate with some of what you're talking about there, but something else I struggle with isn't necessarily having the confidence, because that does come in peaks and troughs. But I find a lot of my friends and family members have actually had their babies, they're on their own journeys and stuff, but they overshare, I feel, sometimes on their pregnancy, birth, labor. And as much as I really want to have my own journey, I feel like there is a nervousness within me because of everybody else sharing their experiences, which is potentially holding me back. And I don't know how to get past that, because I feel confident. I mean, I'm doing your course, and it has made such a difference in how I feel in myself. But then I obviously still want to be able to see my family, and they have their lives and the things that are important to them, which I also think is important to recognize. Yeah. But when people share things like that, it does put a nervousness inside me, which
I guess in a way knocks my confidence in my journey, because then I then have this worry that I'm going to live their experience or whatever. And I don't know, do you have any?
Yeah, such a great question.
It's brilliant. I really resonate with that as well.
Good. Yeah, this is a brilliant question. Oh, I've got a couple of chats as well, which I'll read in a second. So, with this, you first have to realize you control all your energy. You control who you give it to at all times. So when you're having a conversation with someone who you love and they're telling you stuff, but you're beginning to worry, like alarm bells are going off, oh, whoa, this doesn't taint my journey. Listen to that. Listen to your emotions. They're always guiding you. So you can zone out. The more Qigong you practice, you can easily zone out when people are saying stuff to you. You just don't hear. You stop hearing because you go into your being state, not your ego state. And this is something you'll see with your children. And if you have any children, you'll see it. They literally don't hear you sometimes. And they don't hear you when you're communing from your ego and not from your heart, because they don't recognize it. They don't want to recognize it. So it's quite interesting. But you delve more into your heart. And then you analyze when they're talking to you. And you say, why am I feeling like this? And if you know the answer, which is I'm worried the same thing is going to happen to me, let me switch things around a little bit. If you're talking to your friend or family member and they're telling you how they won this marathon, or they ran this or an amazing triathlon, or they've just won the lotto, are you going to think, oh, that's going to happen to me 100%? No. How could it? You're a completely different person, completely different. So the chances of their fertility story being like yours is really slim. That's the first thing on a logical level. Secondly, realize you are hardwired for your ego mind to latch on to drama to keep you small. Your ego is like your best friend and your worst enemy at the same time. So you've got to realize, okay, I'm giving my energy to this and I don't want to create this as a reality for me. So see this person communicating with you as a gift to trigger for you the ability to not give your energy to a situation or a scenario that you don't want happening to you. It's going to feel clunky because first you'll realize you're doing it and then you'll go, oh, okay, I need to retreat. So you'll literally be nodding as if you're consciously there, but you're actually doing a lot of internal processing and choosing. I'm going to feel good. What emotion do I need to link to now to feel good? Maybe it's just a state of peace. It's going to feel my heart opening. I'm going to feel grounded. I'm going to feel centered. And they're still talking away and you just tell yourself, I'm not taking this on board. This is definitely never going to happen to me. And start looking at things logically and looking at how could it possibly, what are the chances of this happening to me? Because we eat different, we sleep different, we think different, we feel different. And you're also having a different child. So it's not about comparing, okay? There are many different beings, and even amongst ourselves, we've all had different parenting opportunities because we wanted those parenting opportunities, or you come down to literally transmute a certain bloodline which isn't meant to be continuing anymore, so you change the energy and you make it better. And that's what these babies are doing too. They've already chosen you. It's not like they're going to switch and jump to someone else unless you decide you don't want to have them anymore. And if that's not the case, then you're still having them, but you may have an unconscious program running in the background, so therefore you're not conscious of it, which is you're not worthy of being a mom, or you'll never be a mom, or you'll always have problems in trying to conceive, or whatever it may be. It could just be an unconscious untruth. And that's why it's really important to do my mastery techniques to see what is there. Because if it's not the truth that I want, I need to clear it, because your subconscious is what manifests into your reality.
What you're saying, makes so much sense. And I just wanted to say that I think I worry because I've been on this journey for so long now that it's almost like I've got used to it. I've got used to this and it's like become almost like a comfort for me, because that's all I've known, and I've had to find comfort in it because there's nothing else. That's where I've had to go. So I think I'm almost nervous of actually, I don't know, I just feel like that's the way. It's weird. Perhaps that's like a block, because I'm thinking that I'm nervous that it's gonna. I'm gonna get pregnant. I'm nervous that I'm gonna have a baby. Because then what? You know, my life has become so all about trying that well, not my whole life, because I'm doing different things now, but I was just thinking that earlier, actually. Yeah,
I want you to meditate on that. When you meditate on something, you don't meditate the whole time on that question. You set the intention up in the beginning of the meditation. You say, I'd like to get the solution or answer to X, and I'm calling from the light of highest truth. And only beings of light and love can give me the answers now. So you're setting up some kind of, doesn't have to be those exact words, but you know the gist. You command whatever you want. You create the parameters. And then you just bring in a mantra, be still. Or you might want to listen to one of my audios if that relaxes you. And then say, I want the solution to come to me by the end of the meditation. If not by this meditation, then by the end of the week or whatever. And keep giving me that clarity. And if you feel that you've got a bit of an answer, again, just check in with spirit. And say, this is the correct thing. But meditate on it. You'll have the answers within, I promise. That's the strong message that's coming through for you. And when also you'd mentioned before, I feel that there is a block, and it's about initiatives, felt like a physical block. Mm. Work on your emotions and your thoughts to release it. So go into meditation. Meditation's healing mode. And the thing is, I've always wanted to get information from spirit. And then after a while, when I stopped seeking it, and I just wanted peace. I started doing meditation where I just want to, you know, spirit knows what I'm questioning, and then I'm just going to ask for peace. And when I ask for peace, I am literally just downloaded with so much information. I'm just like, I can't even keep up with the things you're telling me to do. And that's the power. When you start working with spirit on that level, which you'll only access through meditation, your own meditations, the answers will come thick and fast. And my God, it's hard to keep up with spirit because it's fast. And so you seem like you're ages and ages waiting because you haven't dropped into that state yet, and of which it took me nearly 20 years to get to that state. It doesn't have to take you 20 years to get to that state. It was just my intention, because I used to have the intention where I was kind of just wanting all the time. I just want that divine guidance by spirit. I want it. And then I got to the stage of, I'm not going to ask for that anymore. Spirit knows what I want. I just want peace. Boom, came.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how I'm feeling now. I just want to be content. I want peace. And that's yeah. It just came to me earlier. That's how, yeah, for some reason it just came to me, that sort of nervy sort of feeling of, actually, what happens if I do get pregnant? You know, and I'm terrified, you know, I'm kind of terrified.
Then that's what you need. Because that's I think that's the best. It's natural to feel like that.
It's all new, isn't it? Then it's like, then the world has, my life has changed, and that's that, you know. But that's what it's like, I'm so craving for that, but at the same time, I'm also enjoying this journey as well. I just want to try and enjoy everything, so I want to embrace everything. So yeah, I will do that. I'll meditate.
Good. And you have also been preconditioned to not want to embrace change. They say humans don't do well with change. Now that
is, I love change.
Well, we're naturally evolving the whole time. Everything's moving. So the fact that if people don't change, or we don't change, then we're causing a block. Mm. So again, just surrender to your meditations and say, I'm intending to, you know, ask spirit, divine love and light to create that ability to change, to go with the flow, to release any blocks. You don't even have to focus on what those blocks are. Just state the intention. I'm releasing that now. I'm going to focus on contentment and peace in this meditation. And you might get a whole lot of information, or you might just feel amazing. And that's all that matters. So just want to cover two last things. But a question about toe tapping in bed and body brushing. Are they also Qigong movements that help to build energy? No, they're clearing energy. So that would be a good clearing thing. And then you also want to build energy. But remember, you're building energy as you sleep. So that's if you do the toe tapping before bed, you'll feel it. But you can do toe tapping anytime. It's just going to ground you. When you're grounded, you feel really heavy and you're really present. No future thoughts, no past thoughts. You're completely here, and it's like time slows down because you're so present. Very powerful state. So you can apply whenever. The other question is, I would love to know more about the protocol for once you have the embryo transfer in that 2-week wait period. Tips on getting the embryo to stick and stay around, and the best tips for preventing a miscarriage. Go onto the awakeningfertility.com website, have a look up the resources section and you'll see an ebook. Download that. If you still have questions, ask me tomorrow. It's comprehensive. You've got meditation in there. You've got do's and don'ts. Pretty thorough. It talks about supplements. So it's a comprehensive little thing. It's called the IUI and IVF Success Handbook, which gives you the tips during the 2-week wait. So check that out and we can carry on tomorrow, ladies.